Senegal's first ever match at the FIFA World Cup final resulted in wild street celebrations at home and set a high bar for the African nation. Papa Boubacar scored the first of his three goals for the tournament in the 30th minute in what would be the match winner against the defending champions, France.
And they've got two striding up in the centre here. Boubacar is there! Oh, and Boubacar is there! And Senegal have scored the first goal of the 2002 World Cup!
It was a memorable moment for the president of the Australian Senegalese Association, Omar Ndiaye, who is a big football fan.
I can tell you that time I was living at Marion Ishwick Bankstown. But on that particular day, my whole neighbors knew that I was here in town. Because before I've been living there for 5 years, my neighbors did never know who I was. But after we beat France, everybody know who I was. Let's remember French, they colonized Senegal. Okay, and most of our boys, they play in France. So that victory means a lot to us.
That result was then coupled with a 1-1 draw with Denmark and a 3-all result against Uruguay. Senegal finished second in Group A and, riding the momentum into the round of 16, beat Sweden 2-1 after extra time. Their dream run was eventually ended by Turkey in the quarter-final, but their performance had exceeded many fans' expectations. Amadi Wade is of Senegalese ancestry and also remembers the celebrations in Sydney at the time.
We were extremely proud. We got jump on our car. We were driving around George Street celebrating with a national, with our Senegalese flag. I can't wait to do that again. It's really exciting for all of us. We can't wait.
The Senegalese community in Sydney is bracing for a repeat later this year when their nation takes part in Russia 2018. But their berth in the showpiece tournament was not without controversy. Senegal won a replay qualification match against South Africa last November after FIFA annulled the first result. In their initial meeting, the match referee had awarded a penalty for a non-existent handball and later banned Joseph Lemptu of Ghana for manipulating the match. South Africa had beaten Senegal 2-1 with the controversial ruling leading to the match winner. Liverpool forward Sadio Mane made an early return from injury and set up West Ham striker Diafra Sakho to set Teranga Lions on the path to victory and top spot in their qualification group. Mamour Seck says Mane will be one to watch this time.
I know he will give his 110%. Like as well as the other team, I mean other players of the team, so they'll go all the way. Throughout the world, there is no small team at all. So each and every game, it's going to be a tough game. So we will just go for it.
There are roughly 337 people of Senegalese background in Australia, according to the last census, and every year the Teranga Senegalese Association Australia hosts a cultural day to showcase traditional food, music, and dance. Day that members and their friends look forward to every year, says Amadi Wade, a committee member of the Senegalese Association.
The richness of our culture that makes us very happy. It's something that we don't see every day, and it's good to see the kids as well. It's very rare that they're all in the same place together, and that's something that we enjoy. Also, the display of the showcase of our very rich culture, as you can see, people dancing around, smiling and sharing. That's just the sort of thing that we see back home.
About 100 members attended this year's event, where traditional performances such as the Senegalese wrestling, known as the Lam, and the Simba dance were a highlight. They hope the events will also help keep their culture alive among future generations of Senegalese Australians, says Amadi Wade.
One day they will take over, and we want them to know each other. And as I said earlier, it's not very often that we have days where we have them all together in one compound like this. So knowing that we are part of a World Cup, an event like this big is massive because it sells our country and it shows who we are and it just puts us back in the map.
Laurie Lewira, SBS News.